nam kha da nyam be sem jen tham chi ji ten du sam ba ja che wa shong chup chu de sem chi ba dan che te sem bar shu kan chi sem bar se ve rim ba ne de war chi bi nim bi ha ten sa war ten ba ton tin chen bo sing gi nga ro she sha wan de ni shi war she ba la ke ne da tanda dewar ki bi himbo ye pi dubje tene jullami kavso jumse namba som tengere tati jumse namba som bo tende yo nwenje kepa namji ndrevi tsuru don ene to nganjur nimi ronlun zimba namji ndrevi tsuru tende Ta sosol ke diyo pi nane, ta tambo nguanji kepa namji nderbi tsur te nishu warshi pi kawsu pari. Ta telaya, ta te nishu warshi pi kawsu pari esi. Ta
Thinking of all sentient beings who are in number as vast as space is vast, please generate the motivation of bodhicitta. The text we're studying here is the lion's roar, the great presentation of the crucial points of the Suggatagarbha. And in that presentation, so the main topic is the Tathagatagarbha or Suggatagarbha, and particularly the proofs of its existence, and as they are given in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, which gives three reasons why we have the Suggatagarbha, three proofs of the Suggatagarbha. And this quotation from the Uttara Tantra Shastra has been explained by a number of masters and masters of the past who explain this quotation, as well as masters from our Nyingma tradition. And so this text here presents a little bit the how our previous masters understood this stanza. And then we'll present how the it is understood in our Nyingma tradition. So this is mainly the what is covered in this text.
Tati nane ta yenge lugje pas jutere. Ta pe ngarabanam zoson kun chowa she. Yishi chukyu yurkuna chapa tsamdong, te yinyi tongchong tsamdo rindawa tang, ri yueche san jarung yinba tsamna shene, jilami yungi nimbondi te ne mahlongbi tsi nyungur mawo song yarin. Ta jilama ge tene tsawi tsi, zoson kunin choshir tang, Tejin yer meshe dan riyushina lichen kun tad sanji nimbo chen sondi ta jumsen namba sumji gane tene semchen tam che gi jilla tene devar chi bi nimbo tege tata ne chavyo bar chengi tengi are ta tete onde ta ti ten tende tene ta pyo ngara batso ge zoson kunin chos jete ta Zoson kun choseba yishi chuki yurkuna chabatam donse yare. Ta yishi chukusigide sanji ji chemba redre. An chemba ta chujikute redre. Ti chujikutege tini tanda ta jinin chemba se ondi shiji chu tamje la ta chabi chujigonin chendu yare. Shiji chu tamje la Tene ta jinye chenpa tegi chapi tsujigone tene chen dugu yodu 다 조선 끄는 초스지 때 되는 최고 시지 율근 라 되는 차바짬 된대 진지란 데득 여성 야래 다 조선 끈 초스지 때 이시 최고 된대게 시지 최 탐제라 차비스지 거는 첸 야죠 대짬라 되는 데와 잡되게 야래 되는 대신 이일 메시지 때 대신 이 된대 Then it tomba tonchon. That Lundugi and ten tan and menkin. That tonchon tam la. Then it tam do. Then it ring dawa tanson at it. Pena. That anda. Chichin, pumba, dan, kawasa, and the tam cho, co tomba tonchon at the girl. The tonchon tam la, tamchin dan do girl. Pumbi toni, dan, kavi toni, sage. Tatonchon tamla rin roundi, then a tegini ear me sejete, tomba tonchon tamla, then in drava jump, teotene, and rin dravichan yeva me basse yare, and dravichanetene yeva me basse de yagare. Then a re sejete, yes hemjinje nekona, sanjiji yente yonsu zobra de tata mesa de gare. That same change in a con sound jarum tsangi chat in the yodigar is on it. Sound jarum yimba, tsamla hienes and the sound jarumwa tsamji. Jarumwa tsamji goni, then same change namla, sanji ji ri yus and tene magyar mato, sanji ji yente yonso zoba, just same change in a con yone, then ri yoba changila, reg your mares on jarum. Sound jarum yimba, tsamla hienes on it. Tandi, tsikon, yeh de gara, tsikon yeh ge tanda de, tindi shene nde gare. Tini, ta jilama ge, tenja tso, tine, devar chibi nimbo ge chatere dere. Ta devar chibi nimbo dubji ge, ta rikba tso de, tindi tsi sholo ka, nde ge tando gare. Then D tanda tende, then D tena, ne jacham hongum and do so jarry, tenjit ne mumble hong, D tanda de jepper partagin of tenen zegum and do so jarry, when jike batsoge, then ti nyung chigi, D tanda te, tenen drejag and do so jarry. Tishi dang when jike batsoge, dresser so on de, then de pache, get them be shoge on, then that wouldn't drag your sari. Then it's such a show, the solon degureta, such a non eon. Then a tanda, rontun chujige. Then jill, I mean, drava chingureta, ti no halam de tadishen and dendro nong do. Yon, then a corambagi, shishing cup, the sola, yon, tanda, rigid ten she, yasatin de yo degure. The corambagi, shishing cup, so, then a rigid. Chat to hear on the knee, then chick me mean shit on no shin shene, then a young yente, Hunduki chat at all, charge yegi over, that in the shene, son do. The dying nion, then a rontin, chuja guinea, then it's all tandan dik of ne, sumbata the shene, then a jilla mag tandata so, then do gare. Tishitan, marapagi, tambun de bachi jayare.
So, the we start with the so the mistaken conceptions of others or regarding this stanza, and so the text says that early Tibetan commentators interpreted the first point, the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, to mean simply that Dharmakaya wisdom pervades all objects. The second point to indicate that is similar to the mere void of suchness. And the third point that, namely that sentient beings have the nature, the gotra, to mean simply that sentient beings can attain enlightenment. And Miparambachi says, these explanations are not very detailed and fail to bring out the crucial point concerning the very heart of the Uttara Tantra Shastra. So this stanza The kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, suchness is indivisible. They have the nature, and therefore all sentient beings always have the heart essence of Buddhahood. They always have the Buddha nature. So this verse there gives the reason, gives three reasons why all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. And so some Tibetan masters, when commenting upon these four lines, then explain it in the following way. They say that the first one, the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, means simply that Dharmakaya wisdom pervades all objects. That is, so wisdom here refers, this is Yeshe primordial wisdom, that refers to the wisdom, to the omniscient wisdom of the Buddhas. And that is synonymous with Dharmakaya. And this omniscient wisdom has, as you know, this aspect of knowing all things in their multiplicity. So this wisdom, this omniscient wisdom, this aspect that knows the multiplicity of things, so that knows all things, pervades all things, pervades all phenomena. And so that is how they understand this first line, that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant. That means that it pervades throughout all objects, all phenomena. And the second point indicates that the nature is similar to the mere void of suchness. So there is just simply to mean that suchness indivisible simply means that actually it is emptiness. It is devoid of inherent existence. And this is what it means. So that suchness is indivisible means for them that the nature is similar to that, that it is similar to mere void. And the third point means meaning that they have the nature simply that sentient beings can attain enlightenment. So this is it doesn't mean that they already have all the qualities, all the enlightened qualities in themselves, but that they have the potential to reach enlightenment. So this is how they understand the third point. And so these explanations are not very detailed and fail to bring out the crucial point concerning the very heart of the Uttara Tantra Shastra. This does so. Here we see this verse, those four lines presented here, is very much one of the most important verse in the Uttara Tantra Shastra. Yet, in those teachings, in those commentaries, these masters then only do not bring out so much, you know, crucial points out of this very important central key stanza of the Uttara Tantra Shastra. They give just this kind of very short commentary, very short explanation that failed to really bring out really the meaning that is encapsulated in those four lines. And if we look, for example, that, so when it says early Tibetan commentators, then it was referring most probably to the Gedenpa masters, meaning the Gelugpa masters, but that could might also be a reference to Sakyapa masters such as Rangtung Shesha Kundrik, who wrote a commentary to the Uttara Tantra Shastras, so Rangtung, in his commentary, so it doesn't go into more detail than this. And that could be also a reference to Gorampa, Gorampa Sonam Senge, although in his commentary to the Abhisamayankara, then he does give a presentation of, he talks about the nature, and in that presentation then he does say in the way the Nyingma masters are saying that the sentient beings are primordially endowed with all the qualities of enlightenment, that they have this nature which is primordially endowed with all the qualities already now at the time of being sentient beings.
Tandini ma din redonte tam minte bitsur tengyore. Tela chukyu yula chaba tsamji ri tseni ba mindrup te eson yare. Ta zoson kunin cho si yuk tanda dende ondi tene ta sanji ji yeshi chukyu yula chaba lande yare. Ta yeshi chukyu yula chaba si ta tangin sheba dan chikba re. Tene ta jinyin chenba degi tene tanda chuchin ji cha yonsu zogba la yonsu zogba din chen dudu ta jinyin chenbi chukyu yeshe degi yula chaba si tene shen roga re. Jitan chenba ge yeshe degi ane chunyi ki cha tamji ta chen roga ra tene Jitan chenpi yishe tende kiyo, tene tanda ta chwe tamche la chab se ne shen roga re. Deshi ta chwe ku yeshe ge, yeshe tege, tene shiji chwe tamche la chenpi tsuji go ne chab, di chaba tamche ge, ene tela ri yobar drup go na drup tuku ma reso nga re. Pena ta semchengi dupa jirwa, semchengi dupi gi ta shiji chwe yina, ta te tene chuki yishe tene go chabde gyore, di jila riyon yodde gyore, dikhe nimbo yodde gyore. Yon semchengi juchi madupi gi ta shiro sa, do, ri, tra se andavo, ta tende ki pembo gungo yorwa. Di pembo gungo po tamche yon, tene chukyu yeshe teke chab doge yore. Yina yon di pembi gungo po te tole ri yoba chenji drup go na drup tuge yamarwa. Di se di yeshe chukyu yula chaba tamche ki, tene ri tsenyi basenanda ri yoba drup tuge mindu son yare. Tene di jumtsen tela nyepa mindu sebe tandare. Ta la ta tesam sayanda jire mindu son yare. Tendi tseniba mendup te eson yare. Shiton yeshe choku sejite yenju ji dupi ge yeshe choku chenji na ranju ji dupi yeshe choku sena namba nyi ya yare. Pena yenju ji dupi yeshe choku sejite ta san je chajo ge ganza ge ondo tong yare. Dacha ge tamba chaja tuba san je charwa ta chaja tubi tuji na yubi yeshe choku tela yenju ji dupi yeshe choku se gyare. Di yenji juji dupar nongvi ten sanji jin chenpa tegi teni yula chaba tsam de ngubo kongla yosonda. Ta shaja dupi teni choku yeshe ge yula chabju te ta semchin ji juji dupi ngubo lao chabdo gyare. Simchin ji juji madibi ngubo layon chabdo gyare son gyare. Tendu ngubo kunla yochon son gyare. Te yoba tsamji te kun san jayvi jumsen mela se ta. Tini tanda sado rida se anda pembo giri ndi tamji layon. Tini yenju ji dupi chuku yeshe teki chabdo gyare. Ta sado rida la tini ri yose drup tugu marwa se gyare. Sado rida san jibi ge tisue se ne yaon ji yo marwa. Tendi tela ri yoba drup tusa mara eson yare. Tendi san jabi jumtsen mela hase yare. Tendi yenji ji dupi yeshe chuku yula chaba tsamla ndena ni. Ta yeshe chuku yula chaba yina san jabi tene ri yobe chapsa mara ese bitandare. Sanji ji ri yobe machapse bitandare. Tendi ranji ji chukku ni tata ngandu majur beson gyare. Ta sosok dupi chukku teni ngandu churyo marwa. Tanda sosok ronyi ni tamar bi gangzar edire. Chukku yeshe de ngandu churyo marwa. Chukku yeshe de ngandu churmedi. Ta sosok juji dupi chukku yeshe degi yula chab seni yago ni yatuya yo marwa son gyare. Ko yeshe koro ngandu churmedi. Teni yeshe degi yula chab seni yatuya yo marwa. Deshidi yeshe chukku yula chab seji de yenju ji dupi yeshe chukku tere nre gugunda. Yenju ji dupi yeshe chukku yula chaba tsamji ge ri yopi chaba yo ma re son yare. 다 당긴 세바 나지 샘진지 지지 뒤 야조 쏠라니 되니 리 여덕이야래 샘진지 지지 마디바 쏠라니 리 여기야 말해 되인데 옌지지 뒤비 이세 최규 율라 차바 잠지기 리 여파라 여피 네바여 말해 송자래 차바여 말해 송자래 되인데 뒤 따 대라요 다 태섬 산덕 누 송자래 태섬 사와 동서
So now comes the refutation of those explanations, and so it says that I try to see what doesn't work if you explain it this way, and says the fact that the Dhammakaya pervades everything does not fully establish the existence of the authentic nature, Gotra. It is true that the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha perceives all the appearances in the mental continuum of others, so it simply pervades all phenomena and is present in all things. But this mere presence does not make them all able to reach enlightenment. And furthermore, since the Dhammaka is not manifest in our own continuum, at present the reason itself is doubtful. So, here if we look at when looking at the first stanza and the way it was explained that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, they explain to mean simply that the Dhammakaya wisdom pervades all objects. And actually this is not enough to prove that all sentient beings have the nature, the authentic nature, says the in the text. That is that, as we just said, so there's this wisdom, this primordial wisdom, this omniscient wisdom of the Buddha pervades all all things because of this aspect of knowing all phenomena in its massive multiplicity. And so in this way then the wisdom, the omniscient wisdom pervades all things. And furthermore, the other aspect of the omniscient wisdom, that is the knowing the nature of things, is this aspect of the omniscient wisdom of the Buddha also knows the Dhammata nature of phenomena. So basically, the nature, the wisdom of the Buddhas knows, the omniscient nature wisdom of the Buddha knows all phenomena. And so in this way, to say that it pervades all things in the way that, in this kind of cognizing way. But that doesn't mean, that doesn't prove that all sentient beings have this Buddha nature, that all sentient beings can reach enlightenment. And because here you have phenomena which sentient beings, and then you have other types of phenomena which are different from sentient beings, which do not have a kind of mental continuum. And so this sentient beings have the nature and have the capacity to reach enlightenment, yet the phenomena that are not sentient beings, like stones and earth and so on, do not have the capacity to reach enlightenment. Yet here we're saying that, you know, the wisdom of the Dhammakaya wisdom of the Buddhas then pervades throughout all phenomena, so that includes sentient beings and non-sentient beings, and so in this way cannot establish that sentient beings have the capacity to reach enlightenment. So it is not established, says the authentic nature, that is the rikcenipa, the authentic nature, is not established in this way by means of this reasoning. This proof there doesn't work. Because generally speaking, when we talk about the says here the there's the mental the expression mental continuum of others, and then there's the mental continuum of oneself. And so when we talk about we talk about the primordial wisdom Dharmakaya, which is in the mental continuum of others, as opposed to the Dharmakaya, the primordial wisdom of Dharmakaya, which is in one's continuum. So there is this distinction that is made. And the primordial wisdom Dharmakaya in the continuum of others is reference to the primordial wisdom of the Buddhas, Buddhas such as Buddha Shakyamuni. So this, those who have reached complete enlightenment, so this Dharmakaya wisdom in the continuum of others is a reference to this wisdom, primordial wisdom of the Buddhas, this omniscient wisdom of the Buddhas. And this omniscient wisdom of the Buddhas does pervade throughout all phenomena. They know all phenomena, cognize all phenomena. But that doesn't prove that, that can again not act as a proof that all sentient beings have this nature as this gotra, this and that they can reach enlightenment, because it pervades equally all phenomena. Sentient beings can reach enlightenment, and others like stones and earth and so on. And there's no way we can establish that stones and earth can reach enlightenment. And so this cannot be used, this does not prove, this does not establish the point that it is supposed to make. That is the intention in this stanza, proof of the existence in all sentient beings of the Buddha nature. Furthermore, it says that the Dharmakaya is not manifest in our own continuum at present, so the reason is doubtful. So that the in our own continuum, so this primordial wisdom of the Dharmakaya is not manifest. And so how can it be also kind of manifest? How can we see that it pervades throughout all phenomena? And so the only thing that we can say is that the primordial wisdom in the continuum of others, that is, this primordial wisdom of the Buddhas, pervade throughout all phenomena. That is the only thing we can say. They pervade throughout all phenomena, whether sentient beings or whether stones, earth, and so on, these types of phenomena. And so therefore, this reason that we gave is does not allow us to establish with certainty the point that is made, that doesn't allow us to establish with certainty that because the Dharmakaya is radiant, then sentient beings have the Buddha nature.
Then the Dzogchen Kunen Choshiri Tsegyoge that then see the then a Pyong Harapag in Restor Tadu Shena then then see Yang Taba Chinji Chagamin Dzogchen Yare That thing see young tabar macha big jumsen kandesena. That zobi sanje yishi chuki yula chabal and den rodi. That dela number in yagunda. Yenji dibi yishi chukudo. Ranji dibi yishi chukus number in yanugare. That yenji jiji dibi yishi chukul and denani. Dita de chapche dugare. Chapche ne. Pena sado laso balayon yeshe chuk tege chab dedi ta ri yobar thavi chen yodegare. Ini chab chevi chen yodegare. Tene yon rangji ji yeshe chukulan denane rangji ji ji yeshe chuk de tene tata ngandu chure marwa ngandu chure medi tene yula chabi ten tende yatu ge amare. Tene chedi rangji ji dibi yeshe chukulan denane Dita the Trugumindu songer, ta maduba redigare. Yenji dibi yishi chocolate yanani, chop chivichon duce yare. Dindi? Ta marabagin retrutar de shena, ene zoson kunin choshiri shibi taa tende, taa yangdaa yinba chenji, yaa togu mende uson gare, tende tiin retsur tende yon, taa mintebi ondo tong gare.
So, in this first line, you know, it says of the quotation from the Uttara Tantra Shastra, it says that the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, and so the early Tibetan masters have understood this in a particular way, to mean that it's simply that Dhammaka wisdom pervades all objects. But this is not a correct understanding. And that won't, because then that won't qualify the this way of understanding the kaya of the perfect Buddha is radiant, then cannot qualify as a proof of the presence of the Buddha nature, the capacity to reach enlightenment in all sentient beings. And to explain again that when we say that in the when we talk about this this Dhammakaya wisdom of the perfect Buddhas, actually, as we said, there is two aspects to this. There is the Dhammakaya wisdom in the continuum of others, and Dhammakaya wisdom in our continuum. So those are the two aspects. And if we look at the first one, the Dhammakaya wisdom in the continuum of others, that is the Dhammakaya wisdom of those who have reached enlightenment, the Buddhas, then this is too broad to be able to really establish what we want to establish. This is too broad a reason, and it has this this fault, and that is that it shows that this Dhammakaya wisdom, or this wisdom of the Buddha, pervades not only sentient beings, but also all other phenomena like stones and earth and so on, which cannot reach enlightenment. So therefore, it's too broad. So the so when we say that, if we say that the Dhammakaya, because the Dhammakaya wisdom pervades all objects, if we look at the first aspect of the Dhammakaya wisdom, which is the Dhammakaya wisdom in the continuum of others, then we see that this reason is too broad. It has the fault of being too broad and doesn't prove what we want to establish, that is that sentient beings can reach enlightenment because this Dhammakaya wisdom is present not only in sentient beings but also pervades all other phenomena. And the second aspect is of this Dhammakaya wisdom is the Dhammakaya wisdom present in our continuum. And the Dhammakaya wisdom in our continuum is not manifest at the moment. Can't see it, it is not manifest. Therefore, we cannot say that it pervades throughout all sentient, throughout all phenomena. It pervades all. We cannot establish this. This, since we cannot see it, since it is not manifest, then we cannot also use that. We cannot say, establish that it is pervading all phenomena. And so, therefore, in this case, the reason is not established. That is Ta Madrup in Tibetan, that the reason is not established. And so again, the first reason, or the first aspect, that is the primordial wisdom of the in the continuum of others, pervades throughout all phenomena. This reason is too broad. And the second, the primordial wisdom in one's continuum, because it is not manifest, then we can't use it as a reason, and the reason is not established. And so this is why what the assertion of those early Tibetan masters is not an authentic understanding of the authentic way to understand this first line.
Ta nipa teyin niyer meshi tansi ji ti tandaare. Ta teyin ni seyate ta chuni ki chate la kondro gyaare. Ta chuni de yon pyo ngaro patso ki ngwe zon di tongchong mega tsam la ngwe zon dro gyaare. Ta tongchong mega tsam se on di ta yopar ka tsam senanda dembar truba ka tsam jige 다 동종기 차대라 에네 메가용 세드거레 다데 돈이게 장수 찍어레 마도 돈이 친히 바지지 차게야 말에 데인데 남랑 바세게레 남랑 바세 온디 돈이게 장수니 찍야죠 임발라 돈이 다 친히 바 마임바 다 딘디 친절라 에네 남랑 바세게레 디지리 다 디지 니스지데 데네 tomba namdong tsamla ngwe zongne, ngwe zongna song gyare. Ta ti tomba namdong tsamla ngwe zong gyare. Ta ti pena chuchin bumba ge ten doyon tomba namdong ba tsamte yodo gyare. Kawa ge ten do yodo gyare. Ti jindu ta shiro ge yur se anda, non tene shepa se anda bo. Ta chu tam che ge ten do Tendevi tomba namdamba tende ta rindava soso soso yode gyorwa. Tende di tomba namdamba tende ta chuchin soso la tupige tende namdambi tomba tende soso yode gyore. Yina yirmese ndirundi rindava tsamla yewa mese gyore. Ta rindava tamche tomba namdamba tsamdo rindade gyorwa. Di chane ko yewa mebasendo gyore. Mato bagi tene chuni la tene ngoyu goni yewa meba seya chinjiyarwa. Chuni la ngoyu goni yewa meba seya ge tenda chittawa gini ndretu guya maare. Karasana tomba namdamba sijide inji minji chuchinchi la tuedu guyaare. Chuchin soso la tuebige tene tanda tomba namdamba to soso soso yandu guyaare. Tati tini tamchi tomba namdamba tsamdo rin dravi chane tini tanda yewa meba sendo re. Ngo yeme kichale yeme segewa maare. Tini rin dravi tsamji ondo shene yewa meba segewa re. Tishiri ta namdong tsam, tomba namdong tsam tela riki ten kanya me te son gare. Tati tomba mega kicha tela Tene ri chi tanda kanya xie togu mendo asong gyare. Ri la ta nduje gi cha yana yon, ta ri nduje gi cha tende yon tomba namdomba tsam telan tsong mendo se. Pena sabion ge, pena ndreji sabion la tene ndreji nyugu cheji tende yon, ta ri ndawa redo gyara. Sabion, ndreji sabion ri, ndreji sabion la tene, ndeji nyugu rin rawa chinji chedi gara. Deshidi, ta ndijiji riji ondo tona yon, tomba namnomba tsamtela, ta titan date on tsongu mendo son gare. Tene yon ndima sheji ondo tona, ta tomba namnomba tsamtende, ta ndima shere dira. Ndima shere di gara. Tela tene yontengi cha kanyan yato gara mara. Ko tongchong tsamgi cha yindi, ta Nduma she yinkin, tongchong tsamji cha tela yon, ta riji tanda kanya she ju mendo son gyare. Te che di riji tanda kanya me te se gyare. Che ji samur se di ta, tanda rik se ya de tomba namdong tsam den kengi, samur la rindi sabi nyugur kong po gar yendo. Tata sanji jiyantin chiya mechang lamchin jisina zun jirungin ban de nase gyare. Tomba namdomba tsam tela sanji jiyantin hinduni yagya mare. Tende tata sanji jiyantin seya jitsani menkin. Ta namshi lam nyamsu len undi, lam nyamsu len bitab jigone, eni sanji jiyantin tende ta sadu tsungandu chuhunju chenji. Pena sabun tabi nekab na ta nyugu. Ngo kanya mena yon, ta sabiyon de nyugur la kompon do di, tini tanda, ta ndibi cha seton te so, tsungan du chirung yorwa, tenda wo shene, ta chirung ge ri la, tini sanji jiyon ten hlindub de ke milendi, ta sanji jiyon ten chiyan menken, ta lam nyamsu lemba la ten undi, tini maon ba na rimbi sanji jiyon ten te, ta tsu tobaran de na ase gare, Ta tindi shen da korong zinsam rabo tindi shen de gare. Ta tindi gende dena yon ta chirong rik denton mega gi cha tela, Tati tanda tsong tuk mendo song gyare, dendong mega ge docha te, nduma she, tenji nipe tomba la, tendi chepar kanyang tepa mete song gyare. Pena sabin nyugi ngowa la kompo je tene, ko ndiji imbi jimsen rwa song gyare. Che ji ri dendong mega te nduma she indi, ta sanji ji yenten la kompo je chikan ya tuk maso, kompo je ki tanda kanyang she tuk mare song gyare. Chepar kanyang tepa mete song gyare. Ndiji sabenji chanin tanye de nyugur nen jurungi, sabenji tenge demegi chanin nyugur nen jurwa nanyo misiba geno song gyare. Pena, ta sabenji ten tina layon, tene denton mega namrombi cha tende yodde gyare. Yinayon, chuchin sabenji ndiji te, Then Tanya do Nugula compose at the Yacho Grace Yarin. Sabin get tent and I yogaju get denton mega namdon be chatty. Couldn't do much redra. Couldn't Nugula ne jurjunda the Nugula compose de Cadion here to my rest on Yarin. Then the check is rigged in the denton mega tamnandena. Ta sabin nyugu kompo atabi ge tanda tende wo ya togo mendo son yare. Ta di tanda tende wo ya togo mendo son yare. Ta indi ta dendon mega ge rite la goba kaya mendo si ya pala goba kaya mendo son betan re.
So then say that emptiness, simply understood in the sense of the approximate ultimate, does not correspond to the nature at all. So that is, people who consider the Dhammata to be just this mere empty, just this mere emptiness. Things are just being empty, and this is the Dhammata nature of phenomena. That means that they consider that there's just they just refute existence. There's just no existence. They just refute true existence or true establishment in thing. So that is this understanding that is called here approximate ultimate, and that is because it is just talks about a fraction of what the ultimate is, and it is not really the authentic, the full-fledged ultimate, but just a fraction of it. So that's why it's called approximate ultimate. In Tibetan Namdrang Dendam, and so this is just an approximation of what the ultimate is, but it is negation of an existence in things, and it is important also to bear in mind that this is always in relation to a particular object. This approximate ultimate is always distinguished on the basis of a particular object. For example, if we consider the traditional example of a vase, then this vase has an aspect of being empty of existence, has this aspect of an aspect of approximate ultimate, this aspect of being devoid of existence. And if we look at all phenomena, whether all outer phenomena, inner phenomena as well, on the basis of all those phenomena, we can distinguish this aspect of being empty. It can be identified or distinguished, but it is always on the basis of a particular object that you can distinguish its emptiness, or its how the vase is empty or devoid of existence. And so, it is not as it said as we said here that. The suchness is indivisible. The nature that we are talking about is indivisible, yet here they have all those refutation of existence, on the basis of every single phenomena. So there's not a unity in this in the approximate ultimate. It is just a refutation that is developed on the basis of particular phenomena. And so it is not an indivisible union, or this is which is what we're talking about in the case of the nature. So that's why you know, the text says how the emptiness simply understood in the sense of the approximate ultimate does not correspond to the nature at all. And so the this this also nature, so is understood as a seed. You know, when it is understood as a seed, then also to say that it is the approximate ultimate, that is this negation of existence, doesn't also fit with this understanding of the nature. So the fact that it is indivisible doesn't correspond to the to understand the nature as being an approximate ultimate, and also this understanding of being because it is indivisible, and also because it is understood in some context as being a seed, the seed of enlightenment, the seed of the individual quality. Therefore, it doesn't correspond at all. The meaning of the nature is really not represented by the approximate ultimate, and so we can't consider, as those masters have done, that the nature simply refers to the approximate ultimate, that this line in the Uttaratantra Shastra, that suchness is indivisible, refers to the fact that the nature is just an absence of existence. And of course, if we look at the because if we look at the nature, and just to say that it is uncompounded, just merely empty and uncompounded phenomena, then doesn't correspond to the nature. The nature is different from that. And as Mipham Rinpoche goes on to say, even these earlier commentators consider that nature to be like a seed that will transform into a sprout. So that is, even, you know, those who've made this, who've said this, that the approximate ultimate correspond to the nature, also understand that the Buddha nature is a seed that will transform into a sprout. It says that that even though no enlightened quality is present at the moment, the path provides the conditions for transforming this in the future. So for the production of those qualities in the future. That is that, so even though, so they do not consider that the nature is this kind of a spontaneous presence of all the qualities within the nature, still they have, they consider that it is just a seed that will produce eventually the result of all those enlightened qualities. So this seed, they consider, is present in sentient beings, as much as when you plant a rice seed, then, you know, with the proper conditions, rain and so on, then you'll get the result of a rice sprout. So in the same way also, this is how they understand the nature of being this potential, is they are present within sentient beings, and they will eventually, by means of the path, ripen into the qualities. But that can't be, this can't be an uncompounded phenomena. Uncompounded phenomena. You can't understand at the same time that this is a seed, and at the same time that this is uncompounded phenomena, that is unable to perform any function, to act as a cause in any way whatsoever. And how can, therefore, this uncompounded, permanent phenomena transform into the Buddha qualities at enlightenment? This is not possible. And it is also that doesn't it is not compounded as well, because then you said you can't consider it to be compounded when you say that it is the approximate ultimate. absence of existence. And so the text goes on to say, this does not at all accord with a particular characteristic belonging to the conceptual aspect of absence of existence or lack of reality, which is that an uncompounded phenomena cannot perform any function, cannot act as a cause. And so, likewise, on the ordinary conventional level, the particular compounded seed aspect can transform into a sprout, but no particular aspect of lack of reality distinguished on the basis of that seed can transform into a sprout. So this is what we were saying earlier, that is we call conceptual aspect, this dokcha in Tibetan. So this is an aspect on the basis of the seed, on the basis of a particular phenomena, like the seed here, then you can distinguish an aspect of intellectually, you can have this conceptual aspect of being empty, being empty of existence, being empty of true existence. This can be distinguished. But this aspect, this particular aspect of a lack of existence, cannot be the cause of the rice sprout to rise. This aspect of a lack of true existence, because it is uncompounded, cannot act as a cause, and so cannot be the reason for the rising of the rice sprout. And so it is has to be this aspect of being a compounded phenomena that is changing instant by instant, that has the capacity to perform a function, that has the capacity to act as a cause, that would be able to give rise to the result, to the rice sprout.
Then denton mega chate yan rugare. This is the mega chate injimidi chuchin gila turdu gugare. The indi chuchin soso la tupi. Then a mega chate in the young soso yan rugare. This is the tat tini. Yeva message it in the young. Mo yemel and deloga mare. Rin rava tamje. Tamje denton mega tamdo. Rin ravi chane. Then he gave a message and wrote him at all. Muyugon eva meva chingi, yatu gave money. Then he owned under Tigini, then a yumigin tatam chilling deep gay. That trader Namda my big chatting gilayo, Tigini getanya tandugar. That yumigin tatam chilling deep trader Namda my imbagi, Tigini tende. Then it chuchin la tu gugu amare. Chuchin la tu gugu amare. Chuchin gi chasaji tan tu gugu amare. Ya tu gugu amare. Then the chuchin la tan tu gugu amare. Tetu mugudu. Then it anda yumi gi tatam chilin depigi. Then it namro maimbigi digin yi tende. Then we goni yawa tan ya tu gugu amare. We goni yawa yaji me undu. Muyugoni yer mesegare. Teshedin dini tejini la yeva mesea tindeyon. Ta tanda sheba nanshin dembar ka tsamjigi mega la tejini ki tanye tana ni. Ta te chuchin soso la tebigi teni mega ki chatende o soso yaji yodegare. Te indi rin rava tsamjigoni yeva mesena mato. Muyu goni yeva meva de yatu gya mare. Yon tejin ni seade yemi ji tatam jilin debi chuni te la ngö zona ni di chuni te chuchin la tan tö gö gö amare chuchin di cha sa tan tu gö amare di indi ta ten revi tene tanda te yin ni tende tene ngö yu go ni yewa tan ya ju yö gö amare pena pumbi te yin ni se anda da kavi te yin ni se anda wo te ngö yu go ni yewa ya go ni ya on ju tan ni me so amare te che di tene te yin ni tende nam dong bi tan nam se nan da me ga cham la ngö zo na ni tene ri nda wa cham ji go ni yewa me se ndo gu gyo re yeme ji ta tham che le ndi pi ge ta nam no ma yin bi ge tan dam dem ba la koi on do ton na ni ngö go ni yewa me ba se ndo gyo re te inde ta nga ra pa cho ge te yin ni de ngö zo on de yo tene dembar truba ka cham ge me ga ge cha te la ngö zo ndo gyo ra te ngö zo ndi Tini yewa message tende o rin dawa tsamla, tini ndendu go gare. Rin dawa tsamji gone, tini yewa message ndendu go gare.
So, here we were discussing this second line in the quotation from the Uttaratantra Shastra, which says that suchness is indivisible, and so the masters of the past have understood this to mean that it is the mere emptiness of true existence, this absence of existence or mega. A negation of existence. So what is it, what do we mean by just mere emptiness of existence or absence of existence, negation of existence? Means that it is just the mere negation of true existence, the mere negation of inherent existence. This is what Megek is. It is a negation of existence. And therefore, it is always linked to a particular phenomena. It is always established based on a particular phenomena, based on a particular subject that it is applied to. Without it, it can't be established. For example, in order to illustrate that, let's take the example of a vase, and it is only on the basis of a vase that we can talk about its lack of true existence. You can't talk about lack of true existence just like that. It has to be the lack of true existence of something. And so therefore it is always on the basis of something that you can establish, that you can negate a true existence. Otherwise, this absence of existence, negation of existence, cannot be established. It is always based on a particular phenomena that we can come to establish, to negate true existence, refuting the lack of true existence of a vase. So this particular phenomena, this lack of existence, is again always based on a particular phenomena. And so therefore, when we say that it is indivisible, we need to understand that it means because all those refutation of existence, the refutation of existence of the vase and the refutation of the existence of the seed, are all similar in kind. And so this is in this way that we understand that they are indivisible. They are the same, they are indivisible because they are of a same kind. And so, but it is not, it can't be understood to mean that actually at the level of their essence, at the level of those different mega themselves, then they, at the level of the mega itself, it is an indivisible essence, an indivisible thing. It is just that they are similar things, and therefore we talk about being indivisible because of this similarity. But it can't be that they are said to be indivisible because the essence itself, thing itself, is indivisible. And because if we look in the, for example, into the ultimate in itself, not the approximate ultimate, but the ultimate in itself, which is the freedom from all constitutional extremes of existence, non-existence, and so on. This does not need to rest on a particular phenomena. The ultimate in itself is not based on particular phenomena, the freedom of all conceptual extreme. And so therefore, it is indivisible in essence. So the suchness is indivisible, then when the if we understand it as just being this omega, so this negation of existence, then it is just a conventional way to understand it. And when we say that a suchness is indivisible, it is not that a complete understanding of what it means that suchness is indivisible, because as we've just said, this negation of existence is the negation of true existence of something. It is always based on something. So you have the negation of true existence of the vase, the negation of true existence of the seed, and so on. And so all those are different. They are just similar in kind, and this is only to this extent then we say that they are the same thing, that they are indivisible, and but not because they are one indivisible essence. And so this is important to understand. And so the but on the other hand, the ultimate in itself, as opposed to the approximate ultimate, the ultimate in itself, the great freedom of all conceptual extremes, doesn't need to rest on is not based on any particular phenomena, is not dependent on any particular phenomena. And so therefore, this ultimate in itself is indivisible, correspond to to what we say when we say that suchness is indivisible. We mean actually the ultimate in itself, and it cannot be, as those masters have said, just merely the approximate ultimate of a negation of existence.
Tene da tanda chuni tartuba. Tene yemeji tatamjilin deja joge. Then namno ma imbita nam. Dela that the yinji on the tonde that then devi then namdo my imbitan namge that the yinji tende siton korwada nyangen and de bigi chichin soso la tene and then namdo my imbitan namge chuni te yinji tendeo ye chogia sare chichin soso la tube gone. Tachik chuchinji chane ene te yinji tende ye na yon ta ye chubanda tende yindu gare. Yina yon ta tata nganon soge te yinji yewa meba sejo ge ta te yinji tende tene ye semjene tatu sanji ji sai pardo tene ta yodde joge cha tende chingila yago gare. Ni tegini seate, ji semjene, sanji ji saipa du yepigi, ta chuni. Then namno main betanda mam, tegini tende chingele yago gare. Tejedu, ta tanda korwe dupigi, then ta chuchin, chik zuda lasoba seanda na, tegendo sado rida seanda wanda. Then the third gay, chuching chat in the then tattoo sanji jisana yomare. Corbe dubi chuching chandezo, tatu sanji gsara yatu gya mare. De yam tu de tati doksha ne she gyaju ge de yin yi tende yon, tene sanji gsara yose gwena yon, de yoba yon yatu gya mare. Karasana chuching gi cha tende sanji gsara yam tu de, tene di gi dele di chuching dele she gyaju ge chuni de yin yi tende yon, sanji gsara yatu gya mare. Pena dzogchen dawa na tende xie ondini tene toma yi nekaw don tartu drosa ki nekaw se ne ta tanda tende ki chepar yandu gara ta toma yi nekaw don tama tartu ta drosa ki nekaw ya ondi ta di nika ki kamna yepi ki degi ni di yandu gara ta di niki kamna yepi degi ni tende Tene danda korbe dupi zugda laso ba chechengi te yin yi tende yato gaya maare. Karasana chechengi cha te yi nekav nao yo maare. Tartu tene drosa ka nekav nao yo gaya maare. Te chiri ta tata ndi kao ke te yin yi se a tende. Tene tartu drosa ka nekav nao yo pi te yin yi te ngwe zong do gaya re. Mato ba ke korwe dibi chechengi dokchane she gya jo ge ta tegi nyi tene ngwe zong gya maare. Tan tartu drosa ge nekaw na yebi tegi nyi tende la ta linji tubi che de ya ondi tene sanji ge yentengi cha tende tene linji tuba yandu gya re. Linji tubju ge che tende sanji ge yentengi cha de yandu gya re. Te she de ta danda Hinji tuju gi chu sanji gi chade ya on the sanji gi yenteng chade ya no de tati yi neko nao sanji gi yenteng tamji hinji tuju ka chinji tatu drosa gi neko nao sanji gi yenteng tamji hinji tuju ka chinji tati ni la chepan da botani ye ye ju yoga amare yi neko na deji ni jing deji ni tende da tami tepi gone Sanji ji yenten, hinji tubi ya jo tinte dan, tartu don dobi neko na, degi ni tinte dan, tami tebi sanji ji yenten, hinji tubi ya jo nila, ta yewa tani yoga ya maare, zangin ki gwane yewa tani menken chenji yindu gare. Te jiri dini, degi ni yewa mesaji tinte yon, zangin da nguyu gwane yewa meba chenji la ndendo gare. Te jiri dan anonso nyamlen da wole jarwi ondo ton ondi, Tene, ta trechi ji kawso, tene lame ngote ju ge, ta rikwa gi cha. Rikwa gi cha tende yon, tene, ta tanda ndi kaw ne shebi ge, te yinyi tende redo gyore. Ta ndi kaw ne shebi te yinyi tende yon, naropa ki sheton dravo, denton mega tsam ki te yinyi de regyo amare. Ta nganjur, Rinzin jupa namji ge sungsor don tumbara she ne di tegi nyi siji tende yon yomi ji ta tamche le ndepi ge chuni tegi nyi tela tene sanji ji yonten tamji ranchi su hunji tubi ya jo ta tende ki cha tende la tene ngwe zonro gare te she de ta techu ji kawso rikwa ngote jo yon ta sem ji chuni tende rabu chinji le ngote gare ma to ba ge Denton mega tsam ki cha tende chingi la ngote gyo amare. Ti ngote nken gyo denton mega tsam la ngote, trunken gyo denton mega tsam tende, ta tanda dzogchen ji kapne tenbe rikpa yin tena, ta te di o ni xeba nanshin, na la nipi tiwu de sumchu tsa sum ge la yin sam zindba nanshin, cha ge yosong jare. Ti che di ngote ju ge, ta Chukui rikpa seje tende yon, ta tanda tatu sanji ji sana yon yo dejo ge, tene teji ni ji cha tende, ta ngote do gare. Ta ti teji ni tende, tene tomba tonchon tsam ji rewe se na tonchon tsam rege amare. Pena tatu sanji neko na kudon ishe ki yon ten tam ji ranche so hlin ji tup gaji shin ji yindu gare. Tata lami ngote onjo tende o tomba tonchon tsam ngote ge amare. Tanda wosar ki cha senanda, sarcha ngakpa meba chenji dan, chen, tende ki tene cha tende chenji la ngote du garwa. Te she du, tan tso ndeso tamje, 소소 냠낸다 자르거거 가스나 디시 님보게 차텐데 나츠 조친지 갑소 데네 람드 셰기 요송아라 디시레다 람드 셰톤다보 페나 데긴이 세지 텐데요 데네 랑가르톤 좀 짜마인바게 다 춘이 탁투바 예민진 탈렛네피게 남나 마인베 단담 이셈제네 산지지 살아 찹데조게 다 덴데비 데긴이 텐데 데네 무슨 거거래 데 못해 거거래 데 람드 샤트 거거래
So the Dhammata nature, the ultimate nature beyond any extreme of existence and non-existence and so on, the ultimate in itself, this is what is referred to when we talk about the Sugatagarbha. And generally speaking, so the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, I guess that we could, of course, make a distinction in terms of this dhammata nature based on, you know, every single phenomena. Could be a distinction could be made, I guess. But here we're saying that the point is that the Buddha nature, this Tathagatagarbha, is indivisible. And this means that from the moment of the ground, from the time of the ground, when we're sentient beings, up until we reach complete enlightenment, this Dhammata nature is there and without a change. And so, and this Dhammata nature is correspond also to the ultimate in itself. So this ultimate in itself, this Dhammata nature, is there present from the time of sentient beings up until we reach complete enlightenment. And so this is what is meant by when we say that this the suchness is indivisible. That refers to that. And of course, in terms of the all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, there's, you know, distinction of form and sound and so on, and earth and stones and so on. But those phenomena are not present at the time of Buddhahood. When reaching upon Buddhahood, we can't say that they are there. And so it is, and it is not based on this kind of different conceptual distinctions of the different phenomena. We cannot establish still the or undermine the indivisibility of the nature of this ultimate in itself. It is not by, you know, just by looking at the because all phenomena have suchness as have this nature, this ultimate nature. Then if we look at just every single phenomena and make and so we'll be able, I guess, as Kanabuchi said, to divide up the nature, or see some kind of conceptual conceptually we could, you know, divide it up. But this doesn't mean, this doesn't undermine the fact that in essence this approximate in itself, this this ultimate in itself is indivisible. And to show that, then in the Dzogchen teachings it says, it talks about the beginning, the time of the ground, and the as opposed to the ultimate time of liberation, and or the ground of liberation, the ultimate time of the ground of liberation. So you have the original time of the ground and the ultimate time of liberation, and this in both occasions. At the time of the ground, as well as at the time of liberation, then this nature is there. This ultimate in itself is there. This Tathagatagarbha is there. And whereas all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are not. And They are not there at the time of the fruition of on the ground of liberation, because also they are not there in the ground anyway. They are not considered to exist already at the time of the ground anyway. So they are not also at the time of the result. So here we need to understand that this Tathagatagarbha so refers to this ultimate in itself, and not to the approximate ultimate, kind of just a negation of existence. And this is also because this Tathagatagarbha, this Buddha nature, is presented as having these spontaneously present qualities. It has all those spontaneously present qualities, and so it cannot be just mere negation of existence. And when we talk about those, so we talk about all those spontaneously present qualities. All those qualities of Buddhahood are immanent, spontaneously already present. And they are spontaneously present at the time of the ground, and they are as well spontaneously present at the time of the fruition, the result. And there's no difference in that. There's no difference between the qualities, the presence, spontaneous presence of the qualities, spontaneously present quality at the time of the ground, and the spontaneously present quality at the time of the result. And so that's why it cannot be this approximate ultimate. And there's no we can't make any also a distinction in this way. We can't, you know, divide it up and make divisions. And so that is why it is said that this nature is indivisible. At the level of the nature itself, the essence of the nature, there's no difference between before in time of the ground and after the time of the fruition, or difference between a good and bad would be good at the time of fruition, and so on. And so this is important that we relate that to our practice. And then, because when we look, for example, in the practice, Dzogchen practice of Chekshu, for example, then the Rigpa is introduced by the master to the student, and this is, we say, this is the suchness, this which is the Tathagatagarbha, which is introduced. And so it cannot be this mere negation of existence, this mere absence of existence that is introduced. And because that doesn't, for one thing, correspond to all the teachings from the great Vidyadhara yogis of the lineage, all those great masters of the lineage, those great practitioners, then it says that the what we are introduced to is this suchness, this Tathagatagarbha, the ultimate suchness, which is spontaneously, which has spontaneously this aspect of clear cognition, which is spontaneously clear, radiant. And so it is not a mere absence of true existence, just a mega that is introduced, but it is Rigpa, which is so spontaneously has this aspect of spontaneous presence, spontaneously present qualities. And otherwise, if we think that this is Rigpa, that mega, this refutation of existence, this absence of existence, this approximate ultimate, is Rigpa, well, it is as the example is given a little bit below in the text. You just find yourself in the forest in the middle of monkeys, and you think that you are in the abode of this 33, and think that all those monkeys are the gods there, heavenly gods. And so that would be the same if you were to think that Mega is Rigpa when introduced. So the Rigpa Dhammakaya is the is the suchness of the ultimate ground of Buddhahood. And this is what is introduced, and not just a mere emptiness. And it has this empty essence, yet at the same time also it has all the spontaneously present qualities. And so this mere emptiness wouldn't qualify, because then you cannot account for all those spontaneously present qualities. And so in Dzogchen, so there is this aspect of empty essence, yet at the same time there's also the cognizant aspect that is introduced. So basically it is important that we relate those teachings and our way of understanding those teachings to our practice. And because, again, it is said in the Dzogchen teachings that this is suchness that is introduced, and this is suchness that is put into practice, so it is important that we understand that correctly. And so the suchness that is introduced, the correct way to understand suchness, we say suchness is indivisible, that it is the Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature. So it is the Dhammata, the ultimate free of all conceptual elaboration, beyond all conceptual elaboration, the ultimate in itself, and which is present in sentient beings from so it is present from the time of being sentient beings up until the time of reach complete enlightenment, complete Buddhahood, without any change. So this is what we need to understand, that suchness refers to, that Tathagatagarbha refers to, and why we say so, that it is indivisible.
That the yin yi de ngô nyi kun jirju ge cha tende. Dine, that anda durup ten bini ma ge son yin zhuj dimi ka so son are. Tanda ngaron so ge sem ji, chu jin sem ji on de shibi, de yin yi tende. Dine san ji ji sala yo ma re son yare. Chu jin sem de san ji ge sala me on de, that de gi she ge ju ge de yin yi tende yon, san ji ge sala yo ba ya tu ge ma re. That under Chuchin Nuxem said, Nuxem said on the Tato Yehig Charidre. Yehig Chatinde, then Sanjig Salon Yodogare. Yisemjin in the Kavna Yodogare. Dile Shegajuk Tejin Yitinde, and Sanjay Namje, Mo Nikun Jurjumama Tejin Yide, Tejago Yerson Yare. This is the Tene. Tatangin sheba nanshin re, jik trechu jik kao so ngotre onju tinde yang, tine ngô niku njurju ge tijin ni te ngotre tuku gare, te ngotre tuku gare. Tatan di kao so devar shibi hingbo seju tinde yang, tine tanda ngô niku njurju ge tijin ni te, enin di kao so tendu gare. Dikau kita ini sejati ni, ngoni kun jurjuge chat ni la ngazon tu gugare. Tadi ini, tadi tandan dini penang harap baca gendere onde dentong megal ni gara. Dentong megal sejati, dini cuci cila tu gugare matu bagi cuci la matu bagi dentong megal sejati tan yatu gugare. That day, Chuchin Soso la tebi, Denton Megag chatende on Soso Yajio de Gare. Ting the ta rindawa, Tamji goni yeme sena mato bagge, Tene, Muy goni yeme de o Yajio mare. Ting in the Denton Megag chasatende on, Jisimchin neck of Nabo, then the nick neck of Nabo Yano Gyar mato, then tatu Trosa, Sanji cha, Mo Niku necona, Yajio Gyar mare. Tinggi tandan di denton mega zaman tinggi ni indir, tete ni ri embar kelana ni, tadi nampak kono teg mesum betul dale.
So when we talk about their suchness, this aspect of suchness, that correspond to the svabhavikakayas, the svabhavikakaya of the Buddhas, that this aspect that going to become so manifest. So the suchness is what will manifest as the svabhavikakaya of the Buddhas. And as the great master Dodrichen Jigme Tenpen Nyima said in The Key to the Treasury, Dzogchen Tenmi, he said that the subjective mind is not present at Buddhahood, so therefore also all the objects of this subjective mind are not. Whereas the subject that is the natural mind, nyuksam, the natural mind, is there present at the result at the time of Buddhahood, and is also there present in sentient beings. And so this is why this is what is referred to, not the ordinary mind, but this natural mind. And as I just said, the when in the practice of Treksha we are introduced to the nature of our mind by the teacher, what we introduce to is this aspect of svabhavikakaya, that and that is this aspect of suchness that corresponds to the suchness manifesting into the svabhavikakaya. And so this is what we're introduced to, this suchness or aspect of svabhavikakaya. And it is not at all a mere emptiness of inherent existence, a mere absence of existence. And because this, again, this absence of existence, this mega, this refutation of existence, this lack of inherent existence, is always in connection with a particular phenomena. You talk about the lack of inherent existence of something, and not the lack of inherent existence as such. So it is always based, relying on, dependent on particular phenomena. And so therefore you have the lack of inherent existence of the vase, as opposed to the lack of inherent existence of the seed, and so on. And so therefore it cannot be this can't be the suchness, because suchness is indivisible. But this absence of existence are just said to be indivisible because they are similar in kind. Because of their similarity, then we say that they are indivisible. But at the level of their very essence, they are not one indivisible suchness. They do not represent one indivisible suchness. You have all those different refutations of existence that appear, that look the same, and are called indivisible. But you don't have this indivisible essence that suchness. So the suchness is this ultimate in itself, the great freedom from all conceptual extremes.
Tene yenyo denton yinbi neche san jarun yinba drubayan papchol teyason ta tene chun yendan ponre sem zeyate denton yinson dembe tomba dembar trube tomba yinse yare ta dembar trube tomba yinba tsamjige tene yon san jarun yinba san jarun yinba drubnayon ta tene yon papchol teyason ondu tene shibdu mata bi tam reyason yare shibdu mata bala papchol du mawase yare papchol teyason re tek ta papchol yinbi jumsen kaan resena sem dendru yina san ja merunwa tsam yinba den chonse yare ta tanda nganon tsoge tene sem de 리지 작은 너 마도 쇼집 선배도 투모 마인베 리그 작으면 너 손 야래. 근데 투모 그리스 인줄지 손래.
says says furthermore, so there's a more problems found in their assertions. So furthermore, to say that the crucial point of being devoid of any reality is the proof that we can reach enlightenment is talking without thinking. So that means that people have really haven't checked at all when they say this, because if you just to say that being devoid of any reality, that is the suchness, having the nature, is the proof that we have the nature, meaning we are devoid of any reality. That's the proof that we can reach enlightenment, is Mibramich says, talking without thinking. Because, first, it is correct that if mind truly existed, it would be impossible to reach enlightenment. That is for sure, that if things were truly permanently existent, then we couldn't come to reach enlightenment. But just because something or someone has no real existence does not mean that it can reach enlightenment. It is not a conclusive kind of argument. There's no certainty in that, because you have all those phenomena such as earth, stones, and so on, which lack any reality, real existence, any reality. But at the same time, no one can prove that they all can be Buddhas, and particularly we can't prove that they all can be Buddhas because they lack inherent existence. That the lack of inherent existence is the reason why, you know, stones can reach enlightenment. So this is really talking without thinking, to say that because things are devoid of inherent existence, because so suchness, the nature, is the lack of inherent existence, and so because they have sentient beings lack inherent existence, therefore they can reach enlightenment. Doesn't make much sense. Then there's another point that is discussed. Then that it is so that it is also not very intelligent to say that we can actualize the nature, the gotra, simply by due to the capacity to eliminate obscuration of focusing on the lack of reality of things. And so it is saying that. Focusing on the lack of reality of things, meaning that meditating on this megak, on this absence of existence, then we'll be able to eliminate all obscurations, and so actualize fully this nature in this way. It is not, as I said again, not very intelligent. You haven't really thought about it, and because. Says if this position was correct, then we would only need to meditate on emptiness, and there would be no reason to eliminate cognitive obscuration, and the infinite accumulations would serve only as a decoration. So here, Mepam Rinpoche is raising an objection to Gelugpas, who are making this kind of assertion when they say that the nature is suchness, and then says that. By focusing only on the lack of reality of things, that is on this megak, and then we'll be able to eliminate all obscurations and actualize the nature. By just if this the lack of inherent existence, the lack of reality of things is the nature, by just focusing on it, then we'll be able to actualize it fully by meditating on it. And if that is the case, then we just need to meditate on emptiness, right? We just need to meditate on this nature and actualize it. And there would be no reason to eliminate cognitive obscurations and the infinite accumulation, also to do all those accumulations of merit. And so this is something that the Gelugpas themselves, you know, accept, that you need to remove also cognitive obscurations and to accumulate, to go through the greater accumulation of merit in order to actualize fully the nature. So therefore, to say that the nature is just a mere absence of reality in things, doesn't correspond at all to the nature, and we cannot say that that the nature is just this mere absence of existence. As the text goes on to say, to maintain that such an absence of existence, smegak, is what we call tathagatagarbha, does not make any sense. The nature or gotra would then be the same as the gotra of Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. And so that is that the this nature of the Mahayana nature would be just the same as the ordinary nature of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, because ordinary in the sense that the path of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas is the path that everybody follows, and that in the those who follow the Shravaka path, the Pratyeka Buddha path, the Mahayana path, all follow the Shravaka path, this basic path, and so it is called this common path, and so they all have, but this nature, this gotra of the Mahayana, this Buddha nature, wouldn't be in any way superior to this gotra that is actualized on the Shravaka path, that is that comes about only by means of realizing the emptiness of things, and just eliminated the emotional obscurations, and not touching the cognitive obscurations.
Ta zo gedem ba ge tan de pa ta de je on de ne de bu san ji ji yen ten gi cha de zo. Ta yi sem jin ji ne ko na ga ya me ba chin ji yan lu ge re ta sem jin bi sem jin ji ne ko na san ji ji yen ten ga ya me na yo ta lam nyam su le on du nam shi ten san ji ji yen ten tam ji de ngar me ba sa du tsu ji la che ong gi yo sen lu ge re te che ri ta ri ya on du ta den tong me ga ga cha te la yan lu ge re ti jedi ta dendon mega gi cha de la ri ki tanda de kayan chong mi du song ya re dendon mega ndi ge sa jarung yin ba dup thug mi du song da ka re tana dendon mega la mi ne teni sa jarung tam dup na ta dendon mega la mi ba kone yon sa ja thug ya ma re la nyon sonam ju cho ja chen bo ji sa sakpa la ma te na xie dup po ne namba tam ji chen bi xie din jung yixin yungin teba kanya du mini batang se re. Ti jiri dendong mega tada la mi dena yon shidri poni namba tamji chenpi yon ten tamji njunga chenji o yato guya ma re. Cho sa gu gu yo se gu re. Yon dendong mega rangi ngo la samna tona ne sanji gin chenpi yon ten kanya yo guya ma re. Ko mega se jide tongjong samji cha re dira. Tongjong samna Sanji jiyante kanya yaatu gaya maare. Ngolan chencha me pese gyaare. Tati korongi ngolan chencha me ondi, tati mega tegi san jiyantubi nekab nao, ko chenbi yante cheze kanya zogu maare se gyaare. Kui ngolan chenbi yante kanya yaa maarewa. Ti indi ko san jibi kombon, san jibi nekab nao, mega tegi chenba jula cheze kanya zogu maare se gyaare. Chiyon chen misik bishe roo sonre. Dena nenjur nduji ji riji tsundi yilan zana se gyare ta rik seya te. Dene penna sabin rimji nyugu la kompawa nashin she ne. Ji simjin ji nekaw na sanje ki yenten kaya menken. Sanje ji yenten teda halam chandrawa chenji mato bagi sanje ji yenten kaya menken. Ta nam shi dene sanje ji yenten tende. Then ngar me par sadu tsu jila chewa tindi ji ke lena song gyari. Tati nenjur gu nduje rendra. Nenjur nduje ji riji. Tini yilan zana se cho semla tindi nzindogu yana se gyari. Tati tindi nzindogu yana ta chanong rindi dendong mega di yama ya mindu song gyari. Dendong mega di riji yaya wala gupa kaya mindu song gyari. 다 산지 지연된 세야된 날 매빠르 되니 단다 사드 질의 지원화 진지 켈레나 되니 리텐데 덴통 메가 야로그 민도송 야레 다이나 디 온더톤 리 야테나 되니 심진 탐지기 질라 토마 매빠네 예피 첸지 뉴스음지 사변세 야레 다 심진지 인의 존테 직 Chencha chungze tsam menke tsan sikhi marwa. Semchenji yinne zonde kon chencha chungze tsam yedu gyare. Semchenji yinne zonde tsewa chungze menke tsan sikhi amare. Semchenji yinne zonde nipa chungze menke tsan sikhi amare. Te chidi ta semchenji nekaw na yoy gyajo ge chemba tramu tsamdon, tsewa tramu tsamdon, nipa tramu tsamdende ta sabyon rabuji ya. Pena, jenzen da simbo dezo layon, samna tona yon, rongi pula tsewa de yodde gyorwa. Di indi, ta tanda, tsewa chamu chinji yodde gyore. Pemba da neba ngoshi ki yorwa. Di indi, kon chenba chamu jo yodde gyore. Di chidi, ta semchen namla ranjin ki yodde jo ki, chenba chamu, tsewa chamu, nipa chamu, di, ta risu ke long. De risu ke lone, de tendo, da sonam don yishi ji tso sa lam ji tsi sendo di. Dene tanda ngarchin ji ke dibatam ji dan pa trar. Dene di chenzi nisum de rimba, yende ya kompe de sondo di. Dene tse mebi chenba dan, tse mebi tsewa dan, tse mebi nipa ngankenge. Dene sanji ji kompon tende la, ta nenjun rogu yosene. Ta tende ji ke lena tate dendon megan deba le te gache sa reson jare. Njurwa tsam dena mega la risun deba le te lekte eson jare. Shiji ji jumde yin go penche sere cheja cheji ki jumde ji ke lena. Tene kechi machen ngopor njurwi juchin sheba yinbar pone ngomen duji Chiji mimba la jundi ba ni yansin bine so song gyari. Ta chiji ki jundi nda wu chinji chunonji ke len tena ni. Tene kichi mi ranji ki nduji ki chandi risu yana ten te che gindu song gyari. Ta chi semchen na wu ranji ki yubi chinti nusum tramo tende. Ta risu yana ga che gindu wa song gyari. Kasana chiji ki tanda te telan song gyari song gyari. Ngumen dima shi mega tela cheche ki tanda kanyan tsongu minduwa sere. Cheche ki tanda kanyan man tsongu tata dima shi mega di cho kari che ne tene ri jagadu ki yosong gyare. Ri su jakba tene ta yan senze renduwa se. Semle tenju cheche ki chaji ten. Ngoma ngun su ya undi tene tanda dima shi mega ki chade ya dejo te. Ta yan sen cheze ngon tsadzen rabunda chenji. Kepa namke ta ondi chik kase gong terje gitne endabu chingi chando gong du song yare. Ti che di zo gelukpa ge ndabata di she ondi yi semjin di ne kona sanji ji yuanten tsaani menken la nam shi sanji ji yuanten de ta lam ji tabji gong tsu tabar chingi ke len ro gara. Ta tindi ke len onna ni Tene tanda denton mega de risu ya logu mendu son yere. Denton mega la cheche ki tanda te songu mare. Ko nduma she re se gare. Ta cheche ki tene jumde ya longke tende ta semche nam la yepi ranji ki chenchi nisum te re se gare. Te indi ta chono denton mega ri ya bale semche nam ki jula yepi chenchi nisum tramo ki cha ndi ri la yana ta ten te che sa re son gare. Tere matobagi shelen doju cheche ki richinde ya undi nduma she denton mega ki chaji ya denani tang chik kepa tamje ki tergu shosa ki yud chade gindu son gyare. Ndi yansen se undi chik ya chichi ki yansen bi kedeche mare. Tang tervi ne enda chi chando gindu son betandare. Yansen bi ne sos.
So, to explain a bit further that, or again the disposition of the Gelugpas. Basically, they are saying that the Buddha nature at the time of the ground sentient beings is a nothingness. Yeah, this absence of existence. But even though it is nothing, then through practicing the path, by means of practicing the path, then one day this will all the Buddha qualities will arise, will be born out of this nothing whatsoever. So this absence of existence, emptiness of inert existence that is this mega, this refutation of existence, doesn't correspond at all to what Rik means. Means is not just a nothing, just an absence of existence. And because then that would contradict the fact that we can reach enlightenment. The text says, you know, showing it is impossible to become Buddhas. And because we have no way to establish that the omniscient wisdom of the Buddhas arises after eliminating all cognitive obscuration, and that since the absence of existence in itself has no omniscient aspect, it is impossible for omniscient to manifest when reaching Buddhahood. So, that is that we don't... there's no way that, you know, if we just establish the nature, say that the nature is this absence of existence, then there's no way to show, to prove that actually we need also to remove the cognitive obscurations in order to actualize the omniscient wisdom of the Buddhas. It is, we don't need to abandon all those obscurations, and there's no need also for all the large accumulation of merit. Just by focusing and actualizing this this mere emptiness, this absence of existence, then we will be able to actualize the result if we follow this this assertion that the nature is the absence of existence. So, but then at the same time also another problem that arises is that this absence of existence, this mere emptiness, doesn't have the qualities. So it is impossible also to account for the manifestation of this of all the qualities at Buddhahood. So there's because it means that since the nature is just an absence of existence, it doesn't have in essence all those qualities, and this omniscient aspect cannot arise at some point in our continuum, just out of nowhere. And so this this way of understanding also cannot account for how for the manifestation of omniscience when reaching Buddhahood. So this is the way that this way of understanding the Buddha nature is not accurate, and so brings a lot of problem. And actually, so Mipham Rinpoche said that instead of having this uncompounded kind of absence of existence, this kind of nothingness as a Buddha nature, maybe you'd rather contemplate the idea of having a nature that is actually compounded and changing. Actually, it would be a little bit easier to account for what's happening at Buddhahood. That is, and especially when we talk about how the nature is a seed of wisdom, love, and power that is present. So this seed that is present from beginningless time in the mental continuum of all sentient beings. This is, you know, an assertion that Gelugpas make as well. They say that this Buddha nature is the seed of all those Buddha qualities that is present within sentient beings. And when we talk about how even sentient beings such as wild beasts and rakshasas and so on have love and care for their offspring. So in this way, you know, saying, we can say that they have those aspects of love, of compassion, of wisdom. They already have a little bit of wisdom, you know, a little bit of discernment. They already have a little bit, a kind of a seed of love, this great love of the Buddhas already. And a seed of capacity, of power already. So this seed, we could say, is already in there. And so it is, when talking in this way, it makes it more understandable. When we say also that, so this seed of wisdom that is there, then within sentient beings, when we take it onto the path, by applying the path, then these qualities will be able to develop further into Buddha. We will become a Buddha, and that has this immeasurable wisdom, love, and power. And so so this is what Mepam Rinpoche says, that this is actually better to consider the Buddha nature as something compounded in this way, as being this, especially when we talk of the Buddha nature in terms of seeds that some rather than in as something uncompounded. Because it says, otherwise it is quite strange, after you've spoken of the nature as a cause producing a result, then to later reject this idea, and that it is an entity changing instant by instant, a kind of causal entity, and to instead posit that this is a non-entity, uncompounded and unable to produce anything. So this is... So Mipam Rinpoche continues, and you know, to say, so first, you know, so when talking about what the nature is, you know, when talking about the nature, then you say this is the seed, you know, that produces all those enlightened quality. This is the seed in sentient beings of all the enlightened quality that will manifest in Buddhahood. Then, having said that, now when you talk about exactly what it is, its essence, then you say, well, this is an uncompounded phenomena, something that cannot act as a cause, that can't change, is permanent. And so it is, so say here it is quite strange, that means actually it's quite amazing, and actually something that maybe to be embarrassed about, to make such a statement, that... You, on the one hand, you talk about it as something that would, you know, produce something else, as a bit in the fashion of a seed producing its result. And then, at a later stage, then you say that actually this producing thing is just uncompounded and changing. So, basically, what this the Gelupa are saying is that the Buddha nature at the time of sentient beings is this... absence of existence, this kind of nothingness, and but that at some point, eventually, then we will be able to, on the basis of this, reach enlightenment and all the qualities of Buddhahood manifest. And so, so there's as we said, there's a two problems here that have been shows that if it's just an absence of existence, the being empty of true existence, then, well, we can't account for, that can't show that we are going to reach enlightenment. It's not because something is just empty of inherent existence that it can reach Buddhahood. So that can't account for the fact that we are going to reach Buddhahood, which is one of the point about this this nature, this Tathagatagarbha. And the other thing is that actually it would be better to consider this Buddha nature, if it's to be the cause of enlightenment, as something compounded rather than this uncompounded absence of existence that you're talking about.
Chiganangi valandrumbaye zibin zolendro